When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, we got to help out Kelsey here. My boyfriend and I are in a bit of a disagreement. I was wondering if you could weigh in and hopefully get him to see my point.
Oh.
We've been together for a couple of years, moved in together about 6 months ago.
Okay.
We've been sharing the expenses, and I brought up the fact that it would be easier to just get a joint account so we don't have to continue to Venmo each other money for different expenses every month.
Sure.
Well, you'd think that I was asking my boyfriend to cut off his pinky finger. He adamantly opposes us getting a joint account and says he's not ready for that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I guess I have a couple of concerns here. How can I, or should I, convince him that it would just be more convenient to have one account where we can both add money in and then we can use it for monthly expenses that we share?
Mm-hmm.
We can keep our other separate accounts and just have one that we can use together.
Okay.
Also, I'm now a little concerned about how passionately he opposes this idea. Like, is this a sign he doesn't see a long-term future with me?
No.
Am I crazy here? Wait, don't answer that, because of course I am, LOL. But seriously, I would love your take on this, and maybe there are some of your listeners who have a third option that I haven't really thought of yet. Thanks so much.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, boyfriend is like, no, 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 no. My money is my money. Your money is your money. We're keeping it like that.
Well, she's not suggesting, though, that they, like, completely combine and intertwine all of their accounts. She's just like, let's open one
right.
that both of us can access. We still keep our separate accounts, but we just feed into that. And then, you know, that way that account can be used to pay all the things.
Look, you don't have to be married to open a joint bank account. I think
you don't. Uh-uh.
Kelly, you and I think, opened a joint bank account a long time ago.
We did, when we thought we were going to get tips for the show and give them to charity.
Was that what it was?
I think that was the catalyst.
I literally couldn't remember why we decided it would be a good idea to get a joint bank account.
We thought, hey, let's do like a digital tip jar or something, and then we could give that money to charity, and then I don't think we did anything with it.
Yeah, I mean, in reality, that's a great idea. I think
we had $20. We opened it with $20.
Well,
didn't we?
But yeah. You added 10 and I added 10, and that was where it stayed until I think it probably got closed. I don't know. I haven't checked
in
on that.
Oh, dang. We need to get our money back.
I mean, maybe it earned so much interest that maybe, Kelly, we're sitting on a cool $1 million that we don't know about.
We need to investigate.
That's
that.
Probably it.
Probably it.
Sorry, back to Kelsey's problem.
Right.
Look,
I see both their points. Like, he's like, we're not married yet. Let's not go there.
Yeah.
But now, she didn't necessarily say, when he was objecting to it, did he say, let's wait until we're married?
Oh, yeah. Good question.
It
I don't know.
It didn't sound like he said that.
So it just sounded like
I guess,
he said, not ready.
Yeah. So now she's wondering, okay, does that mean he is not ready to marry me?
I mean, is that something that you would think of, Kelly? Like, if he's that adamantly opposed to it? That you're like, okay, well, maybe this
he
is a
He must
sign.
Not love me anymore. We should probably break up. I don't think I'd go that far. But maybe we need to have a follow-up conversation. Like, hey, when you say you don't want to do this, do you not want to do that ever? Or you just want to wait until we're, like, headed down the marriage track and we're not just there yet?
All right, is there anything else to unpack with this? Let us know. 502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to hear your stories, maybe about how you did one or the other and how it turned out. Like, maybe you have a caution because of something that happened in your life. All right? 502-795-1997 is our number. All right, it's Ben and Kelly, the financial show here on 99.7 DJX.
You should call Dave Ramsey.
You come to us for all the financial tips and tricks that you are hoping for, because apparently we're the it thing.
We should patch him in. So Ashley is commenting on Kelsey's situation. They're living together. They've been together for several years, lived together for 6 months. She wants to get a joint account to pay their bills, keep their separate accounts, but just funnel money into this joint account to pay the bills, and her boyfriend's not ready for it. Ashley, me and my husband don't have a joint account. Never had one. Been together 5 years. It's mm-hmm. easier for us because certain bills come out of our accounts.
Right.
I also Zelle my husband money for bills as well. This works for us. We talked about a joint account, but I would use it to save money. Don't force a guy into having a joint account if he doesn't feel ready yet. Maybe he will at some point.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think there are a lot of people who, if you want reassurance that having a joint account is not the end-all, be-all, there are plenty of people in the comment section on Facebook who are like, hey, been married a long time. We don't have a joint account. Like Amy says, I've been married 21 years, still separate accounts. We split bills, never had a fight about money. We help each other out when needed. Keep your accounts separate. So there's a little notch to maybe just, you know, keep things the way they are right now.
Yeah, you know, Catherine says option one, do a bill account. You both fund with half, and it's the account the shared bills are automatically deducted from. That is what, you know, she's proposing. Direct deposit a portion of each paycheck so you don't even have to think about transferring. All bills get paid on time, no effort, and you just have to balance it each month.
Mm-hmm.
It can also become a fun account. Put money in there for vacations or a long weekend date night. Yeah. Don't read anything into the fact, though, that he doesn't want to combine the accounts fully. You aren't married. That's a married conversation that some don't even want to have, even when they are married. So but I think, Catherine, though, that's an argument for what Kelsey is saying. Like, that's what I want to do, is just one account where everything gets paid from. We keep our separate accounts, though.
Now, Rachel says, I worked at a bank for years when I was younger. You would not believe the amount of drama and trouble I witnessed over joint accounts. Keep them separate. Save yourself and him some headaches. And then Amber kind of rolls in with a caution that, you know, we were kind of asking, hey, did you do one thing or the other? And do you have a little cautionary tale for us? She said, look, my first husband and I shared a bank account. We went through a divorce, a pretty nasty one. And every time my checks would hit that bank account, he would take them out.
Ooh, okay.
And the bank wouldn't let me close the account since it was in both of our names, and we both had to consent. So it was obviously a lot of headaches there. And maybe that is a little like nod to, all right, well, maybe until if you can be okay with it, just continue on the way you are with separate accounts. And I mean, obviously she's not, because that's why she's coming to us, but.
Right. Honestly, I think maybe we revisit the conversation. Like we say, all right, let him take the lead on this. When you do start talking about getting married.
Yeah.
And you're on that track, then maybe you revisit the conversation.
Sure.
But then again, if he still is against it, then there are many, you can look through these comments and maybe start to see it from his point of view that he wants to avoid potential issues, and that might be a good way to go.
All right. So if you need some idea, like if you're hearing this and you're like, man, I'm going through this exact same thing with my spouse or my partner, on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, a lot of great suggestions and a lot of cautionary tales one way and the other. So
yeah, one more. Stephanie said, just get the Splitwise app to better track who owes each other what. I've never heard of that, but
okay,
might want to look it up.
That's an option. Again, she was asking for third option, so maybe that's one. So
yep.
All right, Kelsey. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy. Coming up next.